Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join the show. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And just when you were hoping all of this nonsense was over, because I did see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, you did.
Somewhere in early June, I was like, this crap is finally over. Enough people are getting vaccinated. Not myself, but enough people are getting vaccinated that the level of fear is going down.
And have already had COVID. So and according to the science, you know, you should have a very, very robust immune system set up from just having it.
They're saying now that even if you've had COVID, you need to get a vaccine anyway to make your immune system even more robust.
Stronger, to give it a little boost.
Even more immuner. So I was naive enough to think that, you know, we were actually on the precipice of some sort of return to normal.
I appreciate your optimism about that.
I try to be optimistic, but those hopes have been just routinely dashed upon the rocks for the last several weeks, and now it's just right back to where we were a year ago with all of the crackdowns coming, all of the masks coming, because this time a year ago, I don't think Keene even had a mask mandate.
Actually, it was put in place in August of last year.
You just wait till people actually start getting sick again and actually dying come this fall.
Like they do every fall and every winter.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if it's as bad as it is right now, oh, man, it's going to get rough.
Well, I think Sydney, Australia put a total lockdown in place over one old man in his 80s dying.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew they did something. One person at a pet food factory or something tested positive, so they locked down an entire state.
And then their health minister came out and it was like, when you go to the stores, don't even look at your neighbor. Don't even talk. Right. Just keep on walking.
And now they've got the military in the streets enforcing the rules.
Yep.
So initially it was mask mandates.
But it can't happen here.
No, of course not. No. Initially it was mask mandates, and now it's becoming vaccine mandates, with New York City becoming one of the first cities in the United States, as far as I'm aware.
The first.
It is the first.
Yep.
Well, let's get into the story. It's coming to us from The Hill, evidently, and they're requiring, basically, if you want to go out in public, you have to be vaccinated.
Technically, if you want to go into indoor activities at this point. Now, they may end up making it so that you can't go out in public, but the first step is to lock down restaurants, gyms, and any kind of theater performances, which covers the basis for the majority of things to do in the city of New York.
Yeah, baby steps. The next step will be, before outdoors, it'll be it'll be grocery stores. And,
now that
I think that's when you're going to start seeing a French/Spanish uprising from the people, because this is not going to end well.
The people
are going to fight this.
How long before it's public transportation?
I don't know that people are going to fight this, Conan, because if you don't want to get vaccinated, you can still eat outside. Is going to be the argument that they put forward, or you can still attend outdoor concerts.
Not in the middle of the winter.
You filthy second class citizen. You don't want to get vaccinated. You stay out there.
That is a good point. I managed to go an entire year not going in any stores. I know that it's possible.
But it wasn't really by choice.
It was because I refused to wear a mask.
I went into all the stores and didn't put a mask on.
Well, if they had a sign on the door, you know, private property. You know, if you want to be,
it's not really their choice.
Now,
not if they're being forced.
Who knows? I know that some of these resellers are all about it. Their CEOs are all about it. Their founders, they believe in this thing. They believe the science.
Yeah, and when that's clear, I will take my business somewhere else.
Well, I mean, what if it's food? Where are you going to get your food from?
If it's just a sign-up, then that to me doesn't say anything. That just says we're doing what we're told because we're obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And then they leave you alone when you walk in.
The They'll do curbside pickup or something like that if you don't want to get vaccinated once it applies to grocery stores. That's how they handle it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you can still shop here, but you have to do it online, and we have to bring your groceries out to you, and we have to leave your basket sitting there, and we have to step 16 feet back or whatever.
Well, that's what I did. I did curbside, and in their favor, many stores have opted for the curbside. You know, curbside never existed a year and a half ago, and now it's this new thing. It's a new option.
Well,
it is convenient.
I like to do my own shopping.
But I like to do my own shop. I like to go in there and look for deals.
We saw all of this happen with the mask a year ago where you had to do curbside. You could only attend outdoor festivities and stuff like that if you weren't willing to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just going to be the same thing, but with vaccines. You have to be vaccinated now.
Vaccines and masks. You wait for
probably.
That. You wait
of course.
Well, the CDC is advising that people wear masks indoors, even if they're fully vaccinated, because evidently they have a hard time just coming out and saying, oh, yeah, these vaccines we've been peddling for the last year, they don't actually do anything.
Yeah, but they say both. They say, oh, these vaccines are great. You need to get them. They're going to keep you alive.
But
they don't work. It's like, how does that work?
The policy is one of the first of its kind in the United States. So my understanding, it's the first. And it comes amid a nationwide spike in COVID-19 infections.
Infections.
No, there's no deaths.
Infections.
Just infections. Driven largely by
that's
the
because
spread.
All of the people who were going to die from COVID got put into nursing homes last year and died last year.
By the spread of the Delta variant in people who are unvaccinated. The Key to New York City Pass program will begin August 16th, and enforcement will begin September 16th, said the mayor, Bill de Blasio, during a news conference. Quote, it's time for people to see vaccination as literally necessary for living a good, full, and healthy life. If you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things.
Okay, de Blasio, when are you going to outlaw sugar? When are you going to outlaw fat people?
New York City did prohibit sugar.
Yeah, they basically did everything. They all but did that.
They taxed it.
You can get
that's not outlawing it. That's making more revenue. That is making revenue off of people's vices. They didn't outlaw
it.
People are going to still buy their sugar.
I mean, that's what they're attempting to do is discourage those behaviors by making people pay more for them.
And it doesn't work.
I think they actually did outlaw certain size cups. So, like, you can't have a big gulp.
So you just buy two cups.
Yeah, you can't have a big gulp in New York
City. But, yeah, if these Yahoo dictators really cared about our health...
Well, you know they don't.
It's all about control, and that's what this is about. It's about creating two classes of people, and New York City is leading the way on this, and they're not going to be the last city to implement this.
Nope. Wait for separate, watering receptacles. What do they call them?
Water fountains.
Well, if you're from Massachusetts, yes.
I haven't. I don't even know the last time I saw one of them. Where is the closest one? A water bubbler.
A bubbler. As they call them up here. I bet you they got them at the college.
Probably.
You know what? There's one in City Hall.
There you go.
Right there on the bottom floor.
While New York City is the first U.S. city to institute a municipal vaccine passport, the state developed its own, quote, Excelsior Pass mobile app, which debuted in March. Private businesses, including sports arenas and concert halls that wanted to require proof of vaccination, could use the app. But it, at this point, is not a mandate across the state of New York, although it's likely only a matter of time. As soon as somebody dies from the Delta variant, they'll implement this as a mandate.
Well, I'm sure people have died from the Delta variant, but why would the government produce this application for this purpose anyway? If there's a market demand for it because these venues, these companies want it, surely some private developer would make such an app.
Oh, well, I'm sure it was a private developer that the government paid way too much money for.
Sure. But that's because there was no demand for it, and these companies like Ticketmaster or whatever weren't lining up to say, hey, we need an app to make sure that people who are attending concerts are fully vaccinated. Instead, the government half-assed one and said, here you go. Here's your stupid app if you want to use it.
The mayor said Tuesday there will be multiple ways to show proof of vaccination, including a paper card, the Excelsior Pass, and the city's own NYC COVID Safe app, which was unveiled on Monday. Did you guys see the blue bracelet that somebody came out with as well?
I didn't.
Yeah, so there's like a blue COVID vaccination bracelet. I don't know. I don't think New York City has adopted it. But, you know, there's all kinds of permission slips that you can have to...
That's what it ultimately boils down to.
Yeah.
So you can just wear a blue bracelet, and that serves as your proof of vaccination.
I think it has the QR code on it or something like that.
Oh, neatly scannable little sheep, then.
Mm-hmm.
How lovely.
Yeah, this is the future. The new normal.
You know what would be cheap? What would be easier if the vaccines did just contain a microchip that could be scanned? I don't think they do, but it would make this whole thing easier instead of having to install an app or wear a bracelet with a QR code. Just, oh, here's the microchip. Go ahead and scan
Aria, don't give them ideas.
They already have that idea, Conan.
It's coming.
Do you think it's coming? 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here on the show, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Coden, and Ian. And we're talking about New York City here. And I'm just curious why anyone still chooses to live in this hellhole.
Well, especially if they're libertarian or voluntarist or, you know, liberty anarchist.
Didn't Larry Sharp run for, like, mayor of New York City or governor or something?
Governor of the state. Yeah.
And for those who defend their job status and all the money they make, what are you spending in rent? What are you spending in food?
I mean, plus working from home is a thing now.
Exactly.
For a lot of people.
And, I mean, hey, there's this place. It's, like, right above you guys in New York. It's pretty neat. It's got a lot of woods. And I saw a bear the other day.
You saw a massive bear.
A massive.
Okay, what happened?
All right, so yesterday, Sunday, I was delivering Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And in Walpole, the town just right above us, and a big ass bear walked across the road.
Dude, it was enormous.
You got a picture?
I got video.
Oh,
I got
nice.
Good video.
You got like a dash cam or something?
I had to pull my phone out.
Okay.
All right, so, anyways, he crossed the road, and I actually got out. And
why?
So
why?
He's crazy.
He's crazy. And he's just walking around. He's like the king of the world. He doesn't give.
He's a giant bear.
He's
the king of the world.
He's straight honey badger level, man. He don't give a. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's walking. He's walking up the hill there. And,
how far away from this guy were you?
Oh, I got right up next to him. I was.
You didn't really?
Yeah. Later when I got back in my vehicle.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, he's walking up the hill, and I'm like, oh man. That guy has dogs and his kid is out. So I tore up the driveway as fast as I could and I got up to the house and the whole family's out. I'm like, dude, there is a big ass bear on the other side of your boat. And he's like, oh yeah, man, he's been walking around. But he hadn't seen him yet. And then he saw him. He's like, dude, get the kids, get the dogs, get them out. So is this guy king of the world just walking around doing his thing?
Amazing.
And that's when I got the good video. I'm driving down the driveway right up next to him. And he didn't care. He didn't care that I was right there.
Mm-hmm. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? But yeah, we got bears, New York, but they're cool.
I think New York's got bears too in the upstate. I suspect.
I'm talking about the city.
Yeah.
I've yet to see a bear in New Hampshire. I know they're here. I saw one in Vermont. I actually hit a bear in Vermont.
Oh wow!
But it's a baby bear.
And
it ran into me. It ran into my car more than I hit it. So I mean, it was fine. It wasn't a baby. It was just a small. Large dog size, maybe.
And if you're in New York, you're probably not so worrisome of the cold, which a lot of people are when it comes to the freezing.
That's the number one excuse for not moving to New Hampshire.
But hey, it's what, a couple degrees warmer in New York? You guys should move, man. Come on up here. Just don't bring your bad ways with you. I mean, you need to be chill.
A lot of people talk about the cold before I got here, but it's really not that bad.
It's not.
Like, I'm not a fan of cold weather, but before I moved here, Will Coley, who's of Muslims for Liberty, kept saying, oh, we were the coldest place on the planet for 3 days last year or whatever. So will you stop saying that while you're trying to get me to move here? Because that's not going to help.
And by the way, we're all three deep southern.
Yes.
We're all from the deep south. And I mean, that's too much heat. That's way too much. Middle, about Tennessee level. That's some good weather right there.
Maybe in the mountains.
You get all four seasons. And so I was a little concerned when I moved there. But you know what? It ain't a thing. It ain't that big. It ain't that big of a deal.
Well, I mean, when you have 3 feet of snow out in your front, when you have 3 feet tall, car-shaped snow mounds, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
But the cold itself isn't.
And maybe learning to drive in the snow for the first time.
So these poor New Yorkers, man, I mean, one of the other big excuses for New Yorkers as far as why they don't want to leave is, well, there's so much to do in the city.
Yeah.
Well, now you got to be
if you're not vaccinated.
Yeah, now you got to be the state's bitch if you want to go and see a show, or if you want to go out to eat, or if you want to just go to the gym. You're going to have to get the little pass.
And this is baby steps. This is the first step. You know it's coming.
What's next?
Biden's already talking about all federal employees getting the vaccine and or...
What's that mean for you?
Our union has already come out and said straight out, this is overstepping everything. You can't do this.
Awesome.
Now, whether that's going to stick, who knows? I've already told my boss I'm not getting it. And then she's like, no, just a test. Just a test that you've gotten it.
Every damn week.
And I'm like, no, I'm sorry, not test, but actually just tell me that you've got the vaccine. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to. Oh, I actually thought about it. I thought about it for a morning, and I came back to her. I'm like, I'm not doing it. I will not say that I've gotten this vaccine.
Yeah, I think that's important.
And I won't be taking the tests. I won't be taking your test twice a week for the rest of my employment here. Just be prepared for me to not be here anymore.
That's what it's going to take. I mean, for people that want to see this thing stop, they have to be willing to say, I'm done with this job. You know, if you appreciate the work that I do, then you'll let me keep working here. And if you don't care, you know, then see ya.
Sure.
That's what it's going to take. If there's enough people who are valued enough employees, it's going to give employers something to think about.
Yeah, and Walmart is back to their masks for all employees.
Even here
are
in Gene?
I haven't been in since they had this new policy.
Because I read a notice from Walmart yesterday about this, and it seemed to coincide with just what the laws were.
Hotspots.
Yeah, in places.
But they are also mandating that all managerial employees
get the vaccine.
Be vaccinated.
Mm. Why?
I don't know.
Because they can, I guess, because the managers are the most invested in the company. They're least
makes
likely
sense.
To look for somewhere else.
And role models for all the youngsters who might not want to get it.
I don't think there's any young people working at Walmart who look up to their managers as role models. They're probably, man, that guy's such a jerk.
Yeah, who knows?
By the way,
so it's not just New York City. This is coming from all
sure,
different directions.
Corporate America is going to push this, and that's what they were pushing the masks in 2020, so yep. Of course they're going to be pushing the vaccine passes.
All about this stupid Delta variant, which, by the way, how do you even test for the Delta? How do they know that they're having a Delta surge?
Given they can't tell the difference between the flu and COVID.
Their rapid tests
that
they use does not identify any of the variants. It can only identify, supposedly, COVID, the whatever protein they've
Well, how does the rapid test even work?
They take a sample, and I guess it's like a pregnancy test. It's like if it sees that molecule, that protein, it'll turn a color or something. It takes 15 to 30 minutes, and that's all I know. But at least it's not the...
Is that the same one that detected COVID in the papaya or the pineapple or whatever?
I believe that was the PCR test, which, by the way, I say it, the inventor himself of the PCR, polymerase test, says this isn't a test. Stop using it to test for HIV and all this.
Well, they did ultimately stop using it.
No. They're still using it. That's the only way they can find the variants.
Supposedly, they're stopping the PCR test at the end of the year because they've admitted that it's not accurate.
Well, it came out recently that it couldn't tell the difference between the flu and COVID-19, and that helps to explain where the flu went last year.
I know that they've come out and said that the cycle rate, the threshold, was way too high. Which it was.
They turned it down when Biden took office.
Correct. And that's why the numbers plummeted.
That's right.
The very day.
It was around the same time. Yeah.
That's because they took it down from like 35. They dropped it all the way down to 25.
That's right. That's my understanding.
But that's for vaccinated people. I know that they have turned down the threshold for vaccinated people. I think they're still up to 30 and up for unvaccinated people, which, by the way, will skew your numbers.
I wouldn't be surprised by any of this, right? I mean, this is what I would expect them to do, is do everything within their power to make us afraid, even if that includes, make us afraid of the unvaccinated in particular. What do you think?
The lepers.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up. 603-283-6160.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is calling on New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign Tuesday following the release of a damning state attorney general's report that found he sexually harassed multiple women under his employ. Cuomo, meantime, is denying those assault allegations, saying,
"My attorney has done a response to each allegation, And the facts are much different than what has been portrayed.
It comes after the state's attorney general announced the findings of a five-month investigation into allegations from multiple women that Cuomo created a sexually hostile work environment and harassed several women. A defiant Cuomo saying the report is unfair.
Trial by newspaper or biased reviews are not the way to find the facts in this matter.
This is USA Radio News. A new report out from the Republicans sheds more light on the origins of COVID-19.
A new report out of Washington is claiming American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up of COVID's origins. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa on Newsmax.
All facts tell us that there's a very high chance that this was, in fact, accidentally released through carelessness or some other activity from the Wuhan facility and covered up starting in September of 2019 by both Chinese and American officials. That's really where the facts lead. And it's that last part, that American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up, that concerns us the most.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not impressed with the performance of the Biden administration after more than 6 months in office. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us. It's 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line if you want to join the conversation. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. Just click Getting Started at the top of the page. Take a few minutes of your day to watch these videos. They're very short, and you can learn the basics of cryptocurrency in just a few minutes at Bitcoin.com. But if you already know the basics, Bitcoin.com still has something for you at news.bitcoin.com, where you can stay up to date on all the news and headlines that's relevant to you. News.bitcoin.com is all on a sleek, modern, easy-to-use website. Check it out, Bitcoin.com. Now, I thought the NHS, I mean the NIH, see, that's where I got confused. I thought the NIH was the NHS. So when we're talking about the NIH...
NHS is the National Health Service in Britain.
Yes, that is their socialized medicine system. That's what they're calling it, basically.
NIH is the National Institute of Health in the United States.
And I don't know what they are, but Conan, you suggested that they're Fauci's organization.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
are they one of these quasi-governmental... So they are just a government organization?
I believe so.
Well, they're... putting out some confusing stuff.
Their website is nih.gov.
Okay. I want to go to the video here of the, who is this guy? He's the director of the National Institutes of Health, and he's being asked about the Delta variant of COVID-19.
Right.
After I unmute it,
Strip away all of the confusing information and try to hit the high points. And they kind of come in two categories, the bad news and the good news. So let me start with the bad news. Delta is spreading. We know it's extremely contagious.
No.
And certainly in some parts of...
as contagious as the chicken pox. Did you hear that last week where there's just every station out there was like, chicken pox, it's just as contagious. which, by the way...
And probably about as deadly.
Yeah, exactly. Except no one's getting sick and they have this Delta variant. But, I mean, what's the first thing you think when you think chickenpox?
Kids with chickenpox.
Bumps, red bumps.
Who gets chickenpox?
Kids, yeah.
Kids.
Yeah. So they're trying to make you think that kids are going to get this.
That's where I'm going with it.
He touches on that, I believe, in this video. He suggests that children are getting this too, then admits that that's not very likely. But it could happen. So therefore, parents should wear masks in their house. He's going to say that, isn't he?
Oh, God.
He is. But I wouldn't put it past, you know, the machinery that whatever the institution that we're dealing with, the state, the media apparatus, to use the word chickenpox as a way of subliminally convincing people that this Delta serious. Variant is going to affect children mm-hmm. most, because that we've seen countless examples of them just using very specific language in order to convey a specific idea without actually saying it. Like when the Moors had their, quote, armed standoff with police in Massachusetts, it was characterized as an armed standoff, and they said they had to bring in a hostage negotiator mm-hmm. to help alleviate the situation, but there were no hostages.
No.
They just included the word hostage negotiator instead of just saying negotiator as a way of convincing people that this situation was significantly more dangerous than it was.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's another meme that this might convey, the whole chickenpox meme. We used to have, I actually participated in a chickenpox party when I was a kid.
No kidding.
And we all got it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got out of our systems. I think I was in like the third or fourth grade. We all got it, never got it again. But this was something that was on the Brady Bunch. It was a very famous episode where they had a freaking chicken pox party, because that's how you got it out of your system. You got it young.
South Park did one as well.
Were you still good? Yes, they did. Were you still good and healthy? And in the past, I don't know, past decade, it's been demonized. How could you do this to your kids? What bad parents?
Safety.
Why don't you just get them vaccinated? It's like, why don't you just get the stinking the wild strain?
They vaccinate against chicken pox? That's a thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I think my kid got it, but she actually, by the way, she got chickenpox when she was younger, even though I believe that she was inoculated.
Wouldn't it be easier to just have a chickenpox party, though?
Yeah, but then
you'd be more sensible?
But then you'd be a bad parent doing so.
Well, according to idiots, maybe, but I don't really put much weight in the words of idiots, especially with this guy here, Dr. Francis Collins of the NIH, is saying.
Right.
Like Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, it is reaching very high levels, and we are now once again seeing case levels per day closing in on 100,000, which we haven't seen since February.
Case levels.
Yeah, it was earlier this year that they stopped talking about death rates and they started talking about infection rates. And mm-hmm. then instead of number of deaths, number of cases.
And asymptomatic cases. And it's like, had you even heard that word before a year and a half ago?
No, because asymptomatic just meant well, not sick.
Yes, exactly. You're healthy. But you have, with a robust immune system, so you have this in your system, supposedly. But you're healthy, mm-hmm. so you're beating it off. You are.
It didn't even show itself.
Exactly, king of the world. But that makes complete sense, because you know what, people, we have more foreign elements, molecules in our body than human cells. We are walking germ bags.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. Oh yeah. We are walking germ bags. Hmm. But guess what? We have an immune system that is constantly working for us, keeping us alive. And by the way,
a lot of these germs and bacteria and stuff that we have are also working for us, because, you know, they stay alive by helping us stay
alive. Correct. Some are very most definitely beneficial, especially like gut bacteria and whatnot that are digesting our food, are helping to do so. Yeah, there's a lot of beneficial stuff, and there's a lot of really nasty stuff in our bodies that we're just walking around carrying. Lepers. Germ bags.
So this is really a different virus than last year. And everything we learned about COVID a year ago, you got to sort of hit the reset button on now how we need to react to it.
But so everything's going to change now.
No, not at all. Instead of hitting the reset button and changing how we react to it, what they clearly want to do with these mask mandates and vaccine mandates and lockdowns is do the exact same crap that we did a year ago.
Mm-hmm. But more harsh.
Yes, even though the virus has changed, none of what we knew applies to the Delta variant. It's all very different. So let's do exactly the same thing we did a year ago.
Just lock everybody down because it worked so well the first time. And by the way, it's changed, but not really. It's still, like I said, the rapid test, it can't tell the difference between different variants.
Well, if you have COVID, does the individual really care which variant they have? I mean,
I imagine this, the people who are deathly afraid of it probably do care.
That's true.
We also are learning, and this is not particularly good news, that vaccinated people, if they get infected, which is rare, but it does happen, they have pretty high viral loads, which means they could also be passing it on to other people, even though they have a very low risk of getting seriously ill themselves.
Yeah, you know what he just said?
The vaccine doesn't work?
No, the vaccinated, they are the super spreaders.
That's what he said.
They are spreading this, and on top of that, they are creating mutations. The vaccinated are creating these mutations.
Well, that was obvious, right?
It's not obvious. People don't pick up on that.
But that's obviously what was going to happen when we started vaccinating people against a cold virus. It was going to evolve, and the most successful evolution was going to be the one that could get around the vaccine because more people are vaccinated than not vaccinated.
Correct. This is why you do not vaccinate during a pandemic.
Yes, and you brought in an article once from a health expert who said exactly that. And the more I thought about it, the more I was like, well, that's so obviously true. I can't believe anyone has taken this idea seriously.
Unless they want it to grow, to mutate, to spread. And to keep on keeping on forever until everyone's vaccinated. Everyone has their freedom pass.
It's just like the
That's what this is all about, by the way. This is about tracking people. This is about the This is about the freedom passport. The vaccine passport so that they can track you so they know where you're at.
They already know where we're all at. Let's not pretend like they don't.
Well, they got cell phones.
The ultimate goal is when your bank account is part of your passport. And they have their own government-controlled crypto. All leads to this. They want you living in cubicles. They don't want you owning anything. They want you under their boot at all times, under their control.
It's the Great Reset, Conan.
That's what this is all about, guys.
And if you spread misinformation or whatever on Facebook, they will just restrict your ability to use your government-approved virtual currency.
Right. They, as in the government, and the big winner here is Silicon Valley.
And obedience means Zuckerberg freedom.
World.
That's what they're telling people. Look. You obey, you get the vaccine, you can go anywhere.
Yep, trust the science.
That's a scary thought. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. There's more coming up from the NIH here about how we have to hit the reset button because we need to do the same thing that we did a year ago, even though everything has...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 is the number if you want to join the show. That's 603-283-6160. And you know, Free Talk Live's video archives, they've been on Library for years because Library is an uncensorable, decentralized blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off with now over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. Check out our channel there at video.freetalklive.com. Tomorrow we'll be seeing the second ever topless She Talk Live, and I'm looking forward to it. That's video.freetalklive.com. If you're one of these people who are routinely being hit with censorship and being flagged for misinformation, medical misinformation, or just for not towing the government's line in general, or the media line in general, then check out Odyssey. That's odyse.com. Or you can just go to our channel at video.freetalklive.com. That's the easiest way to find it, video.freetalklive.com. But let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from Michigan. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us, David? Seem to have lost him. We also got Dave Ridley on the lines. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, guys, I have an update on New Hampshire vaccine type restrictions.
Okay.
Reopen NewHampshire.com is claiming that the Portsmouth mayor is trying. Well, maybe he's not trying, but whether he's trying to or not, he may be in violation of the law. There's this new medical freedom law in New Hampshire. I'm assuming that this is what they're talking about, RSA 141-C.
That sounds about right.
All right, so what is he doing? How is he violating?
So the mayor, they say he's violating that law, or at least he would be if he gets what he wants. He has sent an email to the city manager urging an administrative mandate on all city employees that they have to get a COVID-19 vaccine or submit to some sort of testing daily.
Yeah, that sounds exactly what Biden has suggested for all federal employees.
But the state of New Hampshire recently apparently passed legislation that forbade any any governmental organization from requiring people to be vaccinated.
I thought that governmental or private?
Governmental. I don't, as far as I'm aware, I don't think they can actually ban private companies from doing that. Isn't that right, Dave? Do I understand the law correctly?
That is, well, I haven't read the whole law. The reopening agent is claiming that it, quote, prohibits the state of New Hampshire and all of its political subdivisions from mandating any vaccination, unquote.
I believe that's correct. It does prevent government organizations at the local level, city level, and you know, obviously the state level from doing this, but private companies themselves still can. But yes, the mayor of Portsmouth and the city, they don't have the legal authority to do this, according to what the has been said about the bill.
Correct. And you know what? Keene, always creating ordinances that violate some law, some New Hampshire law, and they get away with it.
Well, there's no penalty for them.
Because you have to take them to court. And how many people...
And that takes forever.
Yeah. We haven't even had a hearing in the case that you and I and Malaise, the owner of the local pho noodle restaurant called Pho Keene Great in downtown Keene, filed in September of last year. So it's almost been an entire year, and we haven't even had an initial hearing.
What happens when you and I try to violate the law, or when we accidentally do it even?
The government kicks in your door and takes you and throws you into a cage?
Yeah, you'd know.
Indeed. Hey, Dave, is there any news on secession here in New Hampshire? I know that you've been contacting state representatives and asking if any of them are willing to, you know, go out there, put it on the line, whatever their so-called political capital is, and put forward a bill to secede from the United States.
So thus far, I am at 9 contacts. I think I've contacted about 9 state reps, and I have a list of about 4 more to contact that I already know that I want to contact. So far, of those, one has responded saying tentatively yes and then went silent.
Mm.
Then 2 have responded saying no, but it wasn't, you know, wasn't a hostile no or anything. Mm-hmm. It was like, hey, I don't think this is going to work, or I'm not the right one to do it.
It doesn't matter
like
whether it's going to work.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. But I believe in, you know, selling to people who want to buy. Mm-hmm. So I'll continue selling until there's someone who wants to buy. I'm not going to, you know, go masochist self. What's the right word to, like, if you're a masochist, you're just willing to bang your head up against a brick wall. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be like water and keep going around the icebergs and around the rocks until I get to the spot that I want to go, or you know, where someone says yes, or we got 15, or I've contacted 15. At that point, I will turn it over to the public, and if they want to contact more people, that's great.
There's an interesting debate that I heard a few days ago. It apparently was recorded at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It was Angela McArdle, who is running for chairman of the Libertarian Party at the national level, and Jeremy Kaufman, who is the founder of Library Odyssey, and he's also on the board of directors of the Free State Project.
Is he?
And they were
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were debating over whether the Free State Project is a better plan for achieving liberty than working within the National Libertarian Party. And it was an interesting debate.
The answer to that is yes.
It's clear, obvious.
Yes.
Yeah, it's clear. I mean, the evidence has proven that we've done way more in 20 years in New Hampshire than the Libertarian Party's done nationally in 50 years. I mean, that's crystal clear. It was an interesting debate. I'd like to play some of it on the air at some point, so I booked it for show prep. But one of the things Jeremy said in there, which even came as a surprise to me, like I knew we had about like 24 at least state reps that were Free Staters. He's now claiming, I think he said 44. It was definitely over 40. Free Staters, so-called Free Staters, which means people who've moved here as part of the Free State Project, that sort of political migration of libertarians coming to New Hampshire. He said 44, I believe, was the number, are state reps.
That's
today.
Almost 10% of the state house, right?
That's 10%, yeah. It's 400 state reps.
I don't buy it. The problem is they've been muddying the definition to make it looser, you know, kind of like, you know, there was this time when the Flying Tigers were dominating the Japanese Air Force over China, And then one day, the whole U.S. Air Force showed up and said, oh, we're all flying Tigers.
Maybe what you mean by this, Dave, is that they do allow people to join the Free State Project who are already living in New Hampshire. So it could be that some of those state reps are those types of people, like people who have been here for years or they've lived here their whole life, and they decided to join as a pre-stater or whatever the terminology is. But, you know, maybe that's a question for Jeremy Kaufman as far as where did that number come from, who are they, because it does sound like there are way more now than there have ever been. Now, I know, like, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, for instance, they, you know, have a rating system where they give every state representative, all 400 of them plus the 24 senators, a report card at every single year, and they give them a grade, you know, A through F, and then there's actually below F, there's what they call constitutional threat, and those numbers are also growing, like the people who are A-rated or B-rated state reps. Now, if you're an A-rated state rep, it doesn't necessarily mean you're a libertarian. It just means that you vote pro-freedom more often than not. But it's still, you know, things are trending in a good direction here in New Hampshire politically, and that's why we saw, for instance, the budget get cut by 3.3%. So the Freedom Caucus, whether it's 40 libertarians or 30 libertarians or whatever, however you want to define this, it's doing some pretty amazing work there. So I think there's anyway, go ahead.
The Free State Project website used to count the number of people who had signed and moved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we must continue counting it if we want to compare this year with 10 years ago, right? Now, but the problem is now the Free State Project website is sort of like, again, we're all flying tigers. They're counting all these people that didn't move here. So,
They're counting people who were already in New Hampshire?
It looks like it, yeah.
See, I'm fine. I'm totally fine with that. I think it's a good idea.
Yes, but that's not.
Let me explain why, Dave.
Don't count it compared to 10 years ago. You're gonna have to count the same thing to be scientific at two different points in time.
Well, I don't think the numbers really matter as much as it's important that we're getting locals, people who are already here, excited about libertarianism. To me, that's the important thing. Not some arbitrary number on a website.
We already knew what that was going on. We need to know scientifically what was happening in 2010
Why?
And measure the exact same thing in 2021 in
Why?
Order to be scientific.
Well, they are still measuring. Just so you know, Dave, they are still measuring the number of movers. So Vince Perfetto, who was the president of the Free State Project earlier this year, sadly he resigned and left New Hampshire. But Vince, he said that in 2020 there was a record number of movers to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and they are expecting that number to be beaten by the 2021 movers. And largely it's due to COVID. It's due to the crackdowns. It's due to people finally realizing it's time to make the move.
It's definitely time to make the move to New Hampshire if you're sick of all of this stuff, because New Hampshire just made it illegal for the government to require you to get a vaccine.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.